Today's Words of Wisdom, World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. As an internationally renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, poet, and artist, Supreme Master Ching Hai has also been an advocate for peace and the environment, as well as an animal lover. Caring deeply for the earth and all its inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been urgently raising awareness on the stark reality of climate change, with a steadfast determination to preserve our beautiful planet. Tirelessly accepting numerous invitations to conferences, media interviews, and other events, Supreme Master Ching Hai has helped to clarify and prioritize the vegan solution for humankind, grounded in both extensive scientific research as well as profound inner spiritual knowledge. Supreme Master Ching Hai also sends a message of encouragement for government leaders and citizens throughout the world, which is to act nobly for the survival and happiness of all beings, now and for generations to come. Stemming from the vision of a peaceful and loving world for the future, World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice, was a special conference that was broadcast live globally on Supreme Master Television, featuring an insightful interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by the Honorable Frank Avila, Vegan Commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago in the United States of America. Joining the discussion were the Honorable Patricia Horton, Commissioner of the same distinguished government agency, and Ms. Sherry Avila, a vegan teacher and docent for the Loyola University Museum of Art and for the Irish American Heritage Center. Setting aside precious time from her full schedule, guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, candidly shared her thoughts on ways toward world peace and restoring nature's balance. The event also celebrated compassion and the environment through performances by American and international artists, including premiering songs set to music from the soulful poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai. We now invite you to listen to the rebroadcast of the live conference entitled World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice at the University of Chicago, Illinois, USA on Thursday, August 11, 2011 with Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Good evening. My name is Sarah Mai and this is Fred, and we're both vegans.
And me, we don't. Thank you. That means, Sarah, we don't eat meat, but we do live healthy on a plant-based diet.
Exactly. And we'd like to welcome you this evening to World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice, an interview via video link with world-renowned humanitarian, singer-songwriter, poet, artist, and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who is also vegan. We are here at the prominent International House at the University of Chicago in the Windy City of Illinois.
This evening's video conference will be broadcast live on Supreme Master TV, a constructed television channel that broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week throughout the year. It can be enjoyed on 14 free satellite platforms that reach millions of viewers in more than 60 languages and more than 40 subtitles. It can also be viewed online at www.suprememastertv.com.
Now I'd like to introduce our hosts for this occasion, Commissioner Frank Avila of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, and his lovely wife, Sherry Avila, both vegans. And joining them is Commissioner Avila's colleague, Commissioner Patricia Horton.
Commissioner Avila, who has had over 40 years' experience as a professional engineer, was elected to the Board of Commissioners of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago in 2002. He is the chairman of the Engineering Committee and the Committee on Maintenance and Operations.
He is an active participant of the Water Environment Federation and the National Association of Clean Water Agencies. He served on the External Advisory Board for the Institute of Environmental Science and Policy at the University of Illinois here in Chicago.
Commissioner Avila and his wife, Sherry, have produced many Chicago Access Network TV shows entitled Commissioner Avila Speak, Avila Chicago, Avila Making a Difference, and Avila Irish Crack. Now, the word crack in Irish means fun. Their programs include topics such as how does the environment impact our health and the future of clean water, which can be found on Google Video, Avila Media, nfp.vlip.tv, YouTube, and on Comcast Cable TV.
Commissioner Avila has set a priority to protect the health and safety of the public, safeguard the water supply, and ensure the water quality of Lake Michigan and other waterways. Because of his sincere endeavors as a commissioner and a concerned citizen, he has received many honors, including the 18th Annual Distinguished Service Award, the Business and Family Award from the Illinois Committee for Honest Government, the Citizen in Action Award, and the Public Service Award. It is with great pleasure that we welcome Commissioner Frank Avila.
Sherilyn Avila, formerly known as Sherry, has been married to Commissioner Avila for 46 years. She is a 10-year docent for Loyola University Museum of Art and a 5-year docent for the Irish American Heritage Center, both in Chicago. Sherry was a former board member of the Education of St. Andrew's Lutheran School and a current administrative board member of Edison Park United Methodist Church. She is also a member of the Irish Heritage Singers in Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Sherry Avila.
Commissioner Patricia Horton was elected to the Board of Commissioners of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago in 2006. She serves as Chair of the Committee on Industrial Waste and Water Pollution and the Committee on Public Health and Welfare. Commissioner Horton has extensive experience in community and economic development with DevCor North and the Women's Self-Employment Project. Welcome, Commissioner Patricia Horton.
We look forward to a lively discussion with Supreme Master Chin Hai, who has set aside time to address questions about love, peace, and the current state of our planet. Also in store for you is enlightening and uplifting entertainment. So sit back, relax. We thank you for your presence, and we trust this will be an event that will inspire us to achieve our common goal of love, peace, and the protection for our planet. Again, welcome all.
Over 20 years ago, young Clinton Hill was concerned about what we were doing to our planet, polluting our skies and rivers, neglecting our precious plants and animals. He took action. He started a club called Kids for Saving Earth, for children who were dedicated to peaceful earth-saving measures. Since then, Kids for Saving Earth has become a nonprofit organization inspiring instructors, children, and parents across the country. Out of this movement came the Promise Song.
Here to perform Kids for Saving Earth Planet Promise Song is a newly formed group of Chicago Public School and college singers called Chicago Sing for Planet Earth. They will be performing under the direction of Miss Josephine Polonese, a vegan, and accompanied by the combo group G3. Let's welcome them with a lively applause.
Chicago Sings for Planet Earth for your beautiful performance. Upon reading one of Supreme Master Qinghai's newly released poem anthologies, The Love of Centuries, Commissioner Frank Avila fell in love with it.
And since he has known of her loving and compassionate environmental work, he requested time to speak with Supreme Master Qinghai and ask questions regarding the love of centuries as well as the pressing issues of saving our planet. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Commissioner Frank Avila, who will share with us his thoughts about the environment.
Thank you very much for the introduction. The song that they just sang is the song that we play our introduction song for our TV, Kids for Saving the Planet. And that's who's going to save our planet, is the kids. My name is Commissioner Frank Avila, and I am a commissioner with the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. We are responsible for treating wastewater in the greater Chicago area. The district has 7 wastewater treatment plants. 3 are the largest in North America, and 1 is the largest in the world. People come here from all over the world to see how we treat wastewater. Our mission is to protect our water supply, Lake Michigan, protect public health and the water environment. Of all the surface water in the world, 1% of it is drinking water. 20% of that 1% is right here in the Great Lakes. 90% of all the surface water in the United States is right here in the Great Lakes. We are living in God's country because we have water, we have excellent soil to grow crops, and we have the means to treat wastewater. Since God has given us abundant, precious resources in this region, I feel we have an obligation to protect the resources that God has bestowed upon us. As we will discuss later tonight, our diet has a tremendous impact on our environment and our health. When I was first elected as a commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, my wife, Sherry, said, "I should set an example for others." Therefore, with Sherry's encouragement and help, I became a vegan together with her about 7 years ago. Since then, I have seen my health improve. With my blood pressure going down, now look at me now. I'm good looking, a good dancer, a good singer. It's all because of being a vegan. As a commissioner, I often go out to give talks about the environment issues. Several years ago, Sherry and I started producing environmental shows on Chicago Access Network TV, or CAN-TV. One day when I was at CAN-TV, I saw Supreme Master Ching Hai's disciples explaining the very topic I am concerned with. I made a point to know more about the Supreme Master. What I came out with knowing about Supreme Master Ching Hai is her big love for the whole world and her passion. I have the same passion as Supreme Master Ching Hai. However, my passion has been with the greater Chicago area as an elected official. But her passion is for the world. That touched me, and that is why I made it a point to know more about her. And I want to help her save the planet, which in turn helps the people here in the greater Chicago area. As I am learning more and more about Supreme Master Ching Hai's work, I feel that she is like Mother Teresa. Supreme Master Ching Hai is concerned about the less fortunate and all beings. She wants them to survive and live happily on this planet. That is her love and her goal. In over 3 decades, she has done more worldwide than anyone I have ever known. As mentioned above, I often go out and give talks. Sometimes I get frustrated because I do not know if people understand what I am talking about. Nevertheless, here is Supreme Master Ching Hai. She really makes people understand the importance of how to save the planet. That is why I am so happy to meet people from the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association. It is hard to change people, but Supreme Master Ching Hai is doing it every day. That is why Sherry, my fellow Commissioner Patricia Horton, and I are interviewing Supreme Master today. Thank you for coming, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Avila. At this time, we would like to hear from our guest, Commissioner Patricia Horton, who is also from the Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. Please welcome Commissioner Patricia Horton.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you, Supreme Master King Hai, performers, audience, and Commissioner and Mrs. Avila. Again, my name is Patricia Horton, Commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. As you may or may not know, I've traveled halfway around the world. I've spent time in Bangladesh and saw firsthand the impact of poverty. That journey still resides in my mind and has made an impression on my life ever since. What I witnessed were people who were affected directly by what they consume, be it here in the Midwest or in Bangladesh. What most people don't realize is healthier eating and water consumption is the key to disease prevention, along with helping to preserve the Earth's natural resources and saving the environment. As Commissioner for the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, I have continued my personal crusade towards promoting a healthier diet as well as disseminating information regarding the impact that water has on our lives. I am concerned about the water quality, water conservation, and the environment. I chair the Public Health and Welfare Committee at the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District. I sit on the Illinois State Diabetes Commission Board. I give free tennis lessons to any urban child who wants to play tennis. And I have already about 200 children to this day. It's for those reasons that I am joining you today. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Avila and Commissioner Horton. Next, we have a young American soprano with a silvery voice whose interpretive sincerity shines in her performances, Yama Yandrakovic.
Accompanied by vegan composer Robin Chang on the piano, she will be performing an eloquent piece inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry anthology, The Love of Centuries. Love is Eternal is a medley of heartfelt songs adapted from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem arranged by Robin Chang.
Let us welcome Yama Yandrakovic and Robin Chang to perform Love is Eternal with a round of applause. Such a lovely voice. Let's give Yama Yandrakovic another round of applause.
You have been watching Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Tuesday for part two of World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice, here on Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, right after Noteworthy News. May heavenly love and goodness be your cherished companions.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW